Coffee.
No, it's milk.
Okay. Why is it?
They didn't have milk, so they gave put it in this. So today's share is being learned Ilul L'Nishmas.
Avram ben Dover HaKohen.
Okay, Avram ben Dover HaKohen. All right. Shamar Shalom Aliyah. First piece I want to do is the Malbim. Now, those of you who were, if anyone, actually, maybe one was there, for the share on the Shavuos night, which we spoke.
I was there.
You were there. We spoke about how there were certain decisions, or psukim, zeros, takanas, that were made during the 1800s as an answer to reform. And I'm sure many of the writings also, just hashkafas that they would write, was the answer to reform. The Malbim, by the way, who was the first chief rabbi of New York? It was,
Yaakov Yosef.
The Malbim was offered, a Malbim was in the running to get it, he didn't get it. The Malbim had a very difficult life.
He used to be a chief rabbi in New York.
Yes. Went to...
12 minutes.
Very short. He died very... He died...
They made him brave.
Yeah.
The gospel.
Right. He died at a broken heart. How difficult it was to be a...
That would be a hard job in the President of the United States.
He dealt with the butchers and the sores and...
It wasn't Nadim? He made the...
So the Malbim... lost his job over and over. The reform and him just... I want you to bear that in mind when we read. What was his pshat of the Eitz Hadas? It's on page one. So first of all, the pasuk says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Hadam Lemor, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol to Ochel, Ume Eitz Hadas Tov Vara, Lo Socha Mimenu Kibiyom Acholcha Mimenu Mos Tamus." So first of all, the first pasuk from the every Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel. So what does that sound like? Sounds like a mitzvah. Okay, we'll hold off on that. And the second one says, "Ume Eitz Hadas Tov Vara Lo Socha." Don't eat this. Why? Ki biyom achocha mimena mos tamus. What's the rationale? Why can't you eat from the Eitz Hadas? Like, what was the idea behind it? What was the secret of it? So look at the Malbim. That's the Torah B'Hamitzvah. The second line, Vayitzav, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tuchal. Perish. Yesh Lecho Rishus Le'echol. You have a permission to eat. Shekein Noag Hashem Barov Hazharos L'Hakdim Es Ha'eter. First, that's the minute. God first says what you're allowed to do. Sheishes Yomim Ta'avod. B'yom Hashvi Shavas. Sheishanim Tizra Es Artzecha. Ubishana Hashvi is Shabbos Shabbosom, right? 6 days you work, and then one day is Shabbos, 6 years you work the land, and then the Shemitah. Rosh Shaloma She'ein as Horas HaShabbos V'Hashmitah Dover Shelo Tzucha Lamabo. In other words, first, he's trying to show that the Hazara was, it's not that you cannot, it's not that you won't be able to follow this law. That's a very important idea, by the way, in halacha, even any takana de rabbanim. See, takana de rabbanim, we much more understand that. Because, first of all, the rabbanim don't have permission to give us a takana she'ain omdim lo, that we can't handle it. In fact, the way the rabbanim used to do, in fact, they used to make gzeira for 12 months, not tell us the rationale, and afterwards, after you did it, they would tell us the rationale. It was a methodology to say, listen, you can handle this. If it's something you couldn't, i.e., for instance, we have a Chalv Yisrael, well, Chalv Yisrael may not be a very good example. Yayin Nesach and... Yayin Nesach and other halachas, Gevinas, Bishalakim. There are many different things we do because of Chasanus. In other words, we don't want to have the relations between Jews and non-Jews. One of them was Shemanakim. Now, there's Gevina Zakim. By the way, Gevina Zakim and Chalav Yisrael are two different things. For instance, I know Miller cheese is Gevina Yisrael, but it's not Chalav Yisrael. Gevina Yisrael, that takana is still prevalent today. You must have Gvinas Yisrael, meaning the Gvina. But the Chalav Yisrael, the Chalav that's used, so like does not necessarily have to be Chalav Yisrael.
How do you define cheese?
Hard cheese.
Has to be aged.
Okay. Now you have, then you have, let's say, for instance, shemen akum. So shemen akum was shemen oil that you use. Is very, you know, that was, that's a staple. It's just a staple. Like pas akum also. It was such a staple that it's impossible to force people, everyone, to follow it. Very, very difficult. So shemen akum never was, didn't get off the ground. Didn't get off the ground. Gemara says, all right, that we didn't accept.
So that in Europe they tried to put them on kidney oats and potatoes, but that it was just
impossible to do.
Impossible, right?
Okay.
Kartoffel and vata.
The chen po wrote Salomar halolo arsati lecha rak eitz echad. See here too, got to say, listen, all I'm you can everything else. The one thing you can, you know, I heard that from the Rav's daughter. She said, you know, the Rav used to say, read everything. Anything you can, read everything. Except the Jewish press. So his daughter told the story. He says, once they heard they couldn't read the Jewish press, so the Rav would take it and he'd throw it out in the garbage. And she claimed, she said, okay, then they took it out of the garbage and they read it from cover to cover. I mean, who reads the Jewish press from cover to cover? But you know, you tell me something is usher? Okay, now I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to look at it.
Well, that's human nature.
That's the Yetzer Hara. Okay, now I got to know. Why can't I have this? Rotzalama, halolo arsati lecha raka yitzchak. I give you one tree. Uchamo shekasav chazal b'chulin shekol she'osa Torah shari lo kenegda. Whenever something is osar, there's something else that's muta. V'rotzalama lomar, lo hizarticha rak al hamutaros. V'tov she'achar of Rosh Hazeh inyan Eitz Hadas. Right, you're allowed to have what's mutter, but there's something evil, something wrong with the Eitz Hadas. Avol shlo shetan etz gufo mikol minei malchut. But don't not partake in everything. Rotz olam alohu zetaycha rak al mutaros v'tov she'achar. Okay, umi Eitz Hadas lo socha mimenu. Why? What is that? The particular eights. V'hu zaros b'loshon k'mo shekasa b'sifrei. Ze haya nisayam la'adam. This was a test to man. Ki adam ta'a miloshon ze shabar laharo shirak mimenu lo tocham. Man made a mistake. He made a hara only mimenet lo tocha rotzolomar min hamechuber le'ilon. If it's attached, Adam, I'm talking about Adam here, Adam Arishon. If it's attached to the tree, then you can't eat it. Avol im hatolosh im tidlosh ha'isha mipei rosav. What happened? Chava cut it off the tree, right? She took it off the tree. Vetitim lo mutalo la'ochel. He thought to be allowed to eat at that point.
What about her?
He's focusing on her now, totally. We have to get to her, what she was thinking. I'll tell you this. I think I mentioned a pshat from I heard from Chabad, but I'll tell you in a second. Shekain amash shekazav ekriv bimenu echad mikol karbon darash b'toras kohanim min amachuber. That from which is attached. V'chein mekol malkom k'moshe kasa b'ayelet hashachar v'alkein omar ha'isha nosna li min ha'etz. And that's why he said the pshat is, it's like it's not that he was blaming her in that sense, and it's like, listen, what do you want? Ha'isha shenasa, your woman. That's not his pshat. His pshat is,
it was already detached.
She gave it to me.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was also.
Yeah.
Shahaya dato, sha'alzeh lo nishar. V'zeh haya nisayim, shelo haya lo lefrosh peirushim bidvar Hashem misvaroso. That was a nisayim. You notice right now, he's not focused, the Eitz Hadas is like, it's not that there's something unique about this Eitz Hadas. It could have been anything. I don't want you to touch this cup. That's it. I don't want you to touch this cup. Oh, I assume that you don't want me to touch this cup as long as it's on the table. But once it fell on the floor, I'm allowed to pick it up.
What about the snake's argument? Which is that, you know, touching it, you touched it, you didn't die. So, therefore, the whole thing is off.
So she, the Chava, is making her own diyukim. We'll get to that, what it was. You know, I mentioned it last time, the Yabab Benel said that it's not that the Nachash had a conversation with her. Is that she came to this whole rationale of what's mutter, what's aser. She came with the whole thing, and then it was faulty, and then she was watching the nachash going up and down this tree, and the nachash started eating one of the fruit, whatever it was, esrog apple, and didn't die. Oh, so I guess she mounted it. Obviously, I was wrong.
No, so what was she saying, that God didn't really mean it? God said,
You'll come up with one of the ideas. The Medrash says that what the Nachash was saying to her was, anyone who was created on the second day is the king of the first day. Anyone on the third day is on the second and first. You were created on the last day. You were the last one. You're the Melech of everyone else. You're the king. So what was she thinking? Oh, why doesn't he want me to do it? He's Vehigisem Ke'elokim. You will be like a god. That's really, you know, there are many different children. What causes a person to be a chote, right? A sinner. What really causes it? I mean, there are many ideas. One of the ideas is that you feel either God never told you to do it, or you feel man, either you deny the existence of God, or you feel that you're as powerful to make a decision over God. You could come with 100 different reasons, what the idea is. But al kain amar ha isha nasan li min ha'etz. Shehoya dato sha'al zeh lo nizhar. Vizeh hoya nisayin shelo hoya lefarsh perushim dvar Hashem misvar raso. That line tells me something.
Is that a perush? He's not making interpretations. He's defining the words. It says mimeno. He's not saying.
Do you mean it's not a perush? I mean, that's how he's.
He's not giving.
It's not shapshat. I know, but what bothers me about this line here, zeho yenisayon shelo hayilo lefarish perushim bidvar Hashem misvar raso. What does that mean? Don't interpret God's words using your own logic. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, it's like this was an influence. Powerful. It was influenced, yeah. I think, by the reform movement.
Yes.
Don't come up with your own swaras. Mm-hmm. And but isn't that all Torah Shabbat Peh?
Yeah.
Isn't it? But he's like saying, we have the Yigamon Bidos, we have the Masori, you have this, but. I mean, that's, you notice that it's very interesting that this is what he says is the Nisayon. Barman is going to say something also very similar, not like this, but very similar, that the idea of the Eitz Hadas is not that there's something so intrinsic. In fact, the Abarbanel is going to argue to say these words of the Eitz Hadas, he never used the words, only later on. In other words, God didn't say to him, this is the Eitz Hadas, Yodea Tova Ra. He didn't say that beforehand. At the end, when it occurs, that's when the Psukim now gets, it's named the tree. Until now, it really is supposed to be, according to your Barbanel, the Eitz, this Eitz you can't eat. What was the Nisayon? Not something that sometimes intrinsic in this Eitz, the fact you weren't listening to the command of God. That's the whole idea here.
Isn't that passed? Don't we believe that was passed down? In other words, it's not something we derive through our logic. We believe there's a tradition that was passed down.
What was passed down?
That's from Moshe.
What was passed down? I don't know what you mean. What do you mean, what was passed down?
Well, you were talking about before that we can use logic.
But we have the Yud Gimel Midos. We don't dash
it. We derive whatever, you know.
Ain't right. Ain't Tam LaMikra. Right. We don't say no Saint Tam LaMikra. in the sense of we darshan out what the rationale is of the mikra, and then once we figure out the rationale, it doesn't apply today. It doesn't apply. We don't do that. But it's interesting. I just get the feeling that the way he's saying it, to me, it sounds like he was answering the reform. Don't come up with your own svaras and everything. You know, this. I could be totally off, but I think it's an interesting. Yeah.
So on this particular thing, because he's saying two sentences before, he quotes the Torah's Kahanim. He says, "V'hinkri menu echa mikol barban darish mina masugar." So it is Yud Gimel Mido. So Adam Rishon had these same drasha.
Oh, because you're saying that he was learning from.
I don't know.
The Chacham. When they're from a pasuk and the meaning of it, could be. Sha'alzen ne'enash, and then this is what he was punished. Hanavi bebeit el sheperish la'atzmo perish benevuaso mishikul dato. That's what the navi was punished when he came with his own pshat. Kemo shekasov beperik malachim. B'chein b'shimi ben geira neschayiv misa, al sheperish perish b'shavuos misvarasa. We should probably spend a little bit more time how he's comparing to those examples. Ki ein lanu lahakel b'mitzvah Hashem, al perish shenifrash misvarasenu. We should not change halacha. We should not be makel in mitzvah Hashem because it's simply from our own svaros. Shakol panim hayesh loma l'stapik. Im hoye kein kavonis ha mitzvah ula hachmer misveko. I'll call upon him. But nevertheless, if we're in a suffix and we come from a kavon of a mitzvah, you shouldn't be mako. What should you be doing? You should be machmer. Vizeho ye nisayon im yamo ba'atzmo. That was the nisayon. If he will come to his own, eisha yasihu yitzro. Shemamti lo derech heter. Lahakel b'mitzvah al pi svarasa. That's interesting. In other words, from his own svara, he said, you can use your own svara to be machmir, not to be mekel. You should be machmir from it because you want to make sure you're not transgressing God's word. But when you're being mekel, you're changing God's word. It's the difference.
Why would you say you can't? You just, this is the way it is. That's how the mitzvah is. You're makel.
You're saying there's no reason why. Oh, no. He said, from your own svara, you're coming up with your own svara, so you're changing
the
idea.
You're allowed to make the svara to machmir. But the other way around, you're not, because isn't it the same logic, the same thinking, same person, the same experiences?
It's not, you're not wrong. So that's what, that may be another reason why I'm reading into this, because part of the argument that Reform always gave to us, it's same today also. Like, they argue with us all the time, and so like, I have a cousin who will say constantly, he'll look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Masechta Avodah Zarah, there are so many different heterim that are found. But he doesn't see the distinctions. Oh, you see the Chachamim that could go around circles and all these other things. So why can't they do circles here? I mean, first of all, 99% of what you're finding in the Avodah Zarah is the Issa started off as an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Issa D'Rabbanan, you know, so the next generation, when you can't, or hundreds of years later, they're able to maneuver. Versus something which is a Daraisa. It's not that every Daraisa, they came up with a Pruzbul. Right? They came up with a Pruzbul to get around Shemitah. Oh, so that's true. Shemitah Ksofim. They get around for it. So that means they could come around to do with anything else. That's why I think the Malbim is basically saying, I know you're going to find that we do certain things. That's why we're machmir. You better get careful. Don't change the Torah itself. Chaim's point is well taken. Chaim is saying is, you know, what is it, the Yekka thing? You know, there's a statement that 5 minutes early is also not on time.
Right?
So it's the same idea. Yeah, I don't have any hasaga what that means, 5 minutes early. But that's the same idea. You made a change. What's the difference as far? Yeah.
I would think that this is more to the conservative than to the reform. The reform basically said Torah wasn't written by God, you know, you're talking
about developmental reform. In the very beginning, they did it quickly, I forget, the Rabbi Kellermer mentioned to me, I forget how the pasuk, but he said, you know, like, I think it was Chassam Sofer, maybe it was somebody else, you know, first they cut out one Yikum Pirkum Shemai, and then later on they cut out another one very quickly. And they quoted the Chassam Sofer, he said, yeah, it's based on a pasuk, you know, once you know, basically, once you're cutting out one, you're going to cut out the other. But they started off, like, we were looking at that tshuva on Shavuos night about the organ. They were quoting the Magen Avraham, they're quoting the Mishnayos, you know.
This is a very early
performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
they get one thing right, one day Yom
Tov. Yeah, there's an interesting article
to Israel.
Times of Israel, maybe today or Friday, by conservative Rabbi Raskin, who's talking about how his daughter, who went to modern Orthodox yeshiva, is saying if only conservative movement would be like they said they're going to be, or they said like they're going to be.
What they were supposed to, what they said they were going to be, yeah.
Right, and he's complaining, saying that, you know, there are observant conservative people, but most of them have to live with Orthodox people because there's no conservative
right.
community that is...
process is very important.
Process
is very important. When you undo the process, I was talking with Leah about... Oh, I think we're talking about Rabbi Rachman's...
You were arguing with your wife?
No, that's why I said I wasn't arguing. I was trying to get a word in.
Leah was telling her.
Yeah, right.
So we were talking about Rabbi Rachman's, and why was it? And why was it so? Why was the Rav so much against it? So Rabbi Rachman was basically based on a Gemara in Ksuvos of Kol HaMekadesh Adata the Rabbanim Mekadesh Afkinu Le Rabbanim. So it was a whole concept. Listen, you get married. Why can't you get married with a double ring ceremony? Because it's Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And the pasuk says the man takes the woman as a kinyan, and the chachamim are metaken how that's all occurs. We don't do it shtar anymore. We don't do it bigi anymore. Everything has to be done kedas moshe of Israel. That's what it means. When you do something not keneged das moshe of Israel, so the kedushin is not chal. And the idea in the Gemara brings down five instances throughout Shas, which in these instances you have to go through in detail of when we allow it, when we don't allow it. Meaning that once a chachamim would say, you have to give a get, and you don't want to give a get, oh, so my friend says that you didn't get married kedas moshe of Yisrael. So basically, but we don't hold from this, it's not that we don't hold from it, we don't use this whatsoever. And Rabbi Rachman wanted to use it in order to find a cure, you know, a heter, because the good issue is
today. You don't think we would have found
You see, that's the problem. See, that's the whole problem when we make these statements. What we're doing is, and I'm glad you said it, because it dafka undermines every belief that we have in halacha. When we say that, when used with Rabbi Rachman's heter was, even if it has a solid basis, but we don't follow this basis, what are you saying? Oh, the Gemara wasn't close with Ravina Ravashi. We have the right to interpret it also. We're going to say 100 years, you know, later on, we show them going, blah, 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 whatever you want to say. You come up with this whole idea. What's the result? So you, being an Orthodox Jew, you seem to think you know the limitation, one way or the other, when you could do it. Comes conservative, comes reform, comes another group. Oh, Ravina Ravashi, and that's what the reform did.
Yeah.
Then at the end, mm-hmm. We also, just like Abai and Rava, they had their machlokas, they were very smart guys. These two rabbis here, they know just as much, or they don't have to know as much, they have every right to do it. The process is all that's important. When you undermine the process, you undermine halacha totally in the end. That's also really, in a sense, that's what he's focusing on.
How do you have machlokas today? In within the Orthodox.
What do you mean, how do you have machlokas?
If you have everything set and nothing...
Well, it's not that
changes,
everything is set.
How do you have...
First of all, there were new issues. You know, when we were talking about transgenders, what we're going to do here, the transgender issue...
Transgender.
didn't the Rebbeim deal with that? The whole thing?
Not really. They
us with the okay. Zionist people.
Right. They did and they didn't. There were still new ideas. But there's going to be there's tremendous. There's still machlokas. It sits at the Ezer and others. You know, what's the ramifications of it? No one's saying you're allowed to do it, but when it happens, what are the ramifications? So the electricity. I mean, Mara didn't know about electricity, so it became in. So what was the story about electricity? How do you look at it? Right? And even in Machlokas, so there are certain things. If something is in black and white, there's no discussion. You've got to put on tefillin. We're not coming up with a new idea saying, okay, maybe you don't have to put on tefillin.
Well,
so,
but the idea of what Mark was mentioned before about where Eve says to the serpent asks Eve says, yeah, Hashem told us not to touch him. So he tricks her. Says, okay, see, now you touch him.
Oh,
okay.
Very
now
good.
She's taking on astringency. And here the stringency is being used
what was wrong with
for her
that?
To commit an avera.
Exactly. So one second. When is something considered Baal Tosef? You remember, what was it? He's no longer a... We don't really quote him anymore. He was a rapist, you know. Remember, he had a whole thing about Noah, you know, God calling Noah, so it makes a whole thing of it. We always say about Noah, you know, with God, he made a whole skit about it. Bill Cosby. So everyone said they. One guy, a friend of mine, made this whole thing about. He was using the same idea when it came to kashrus. You know, guys, did I say parav? Did I say 6 hours? All I said is one little thing, and you made a whole Torah from this whole thing. Right? You're a day, you go on and on, all these things, a mix of pots and pans. So why isn't it Baal Tosef? The answer is, as long as you know that it is a Derabbanan, it's not the Daraisa, that's not a Baal Tosef. You got to know that. What her mistake was, according to that pshat, was what she was saying, she was Baal Tosef. God didn't say, God said this, this, and this. God didn't say that. Oh, so you see the other things. But we're jumping the gun. It's a development of an idea, but that's interesting. Yeah.
So what about the classic situation, let's say in Brooklyn or Washington Heights, where people hold or don't hold by the area, right? You say...
Because that's a machlokas, Rishonim, how we paskin, whether like Rav Moshe holds from the Adas Yachid. I mean, he said he was the Adas Yachid. He held from a certain opinion of what determines something to be a Rishus HaRabim when many others don't hold from. It's not, again, there it was, it's a Machlokas Rishonim.
I mean, having an Erev in itself in a large city can be problematic.
That's the Yisr over there. That's the problem.
Well, that would be anywhere, actually. I mean, even in
right,
anything
so Tosfos elsewhere says, in Europe they didn't have this issue. They never had a city, you know, 600,000 and they're foolish. They didn't exist there. Today we have it. So that's also another reason, you know, maybe that's why Rishonim weren't as definitive in the halacha, and that's why it had to be waiting for
another thing. Is there any place anywhere stating, when you just mentioned 6 hours, how long you have to wait between Pleshik and Milchik?
The Gemara talks about it, that's all.
But does it say a particular time?
Kichatzos, Kisheshos, that was the understanding. We're talking about Masuda Lasuda. So then they can't dash and down, but the Rambam and Tosfos, what exactly was involved in waiting from Suda to Tosfos holds really from Ashita that you finish, bench, and then go on, have milchiks. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Then comes the Germans, they say 3 hours, and Holland said 1 hour. And the Rambam says, Kishe Sha'os. Why? Because that's how long it takes for the meat to lose its flavor that's stuck between your teeth. Kishe Sha'os, and even Kishe Sha'os, like 6 hours, comes into the fifth, into the 6 hour or more.
Apparently he didn't brush his teeth.
And some hold the second half of the 6 hour. Some, okay. To each his own. Make sure you marry correctly.
Then he said, "By her, go by you."
That's well, the women who are listening to the shir that make sure. Ki b'yom ha'cholcha mimenu most hamas. Hainu shemin hayom ahu. So in other words, she didn't die. So what happened? Hainu shemin hayom ahu yischayiv l'cho ha'misa. Ki me'oz hiskabru bo tziyurim ha'ra'im hakina v'hataiva v'hakavod v'chol yitrei ma'alei pesha. Meaning, you were on one level. We're going to see how others developed this. You were on one level before you ate the Eitz Hadas. Why is it called the Eitz Hadas? It's not that it gave you knowledge you didn't have before, but you were. You'll see how other Rishon was like, meaning you started thinking differently now than you were thinking before. All of a sudden, he is putting his own. You have a din of kavod, right? So what do we mean kavod? No one, you know, young Israel, we don't get so upset. This is a pretty good shul. I grew up in a shul, the job of the gabbai was to make as many people angry as possible every Shabbos. It's just, you have a yard site? I could care less. I got to make sure I forget you. This is a guy I don't like. Somehow I forgot to give him a yard site, to give him an aliyah. Some people, for an aliyah for them, and you don't get it, shul business, shul politics, gets you so angry, right? Doesn't help your health. And then you have your taiva and kina. Why does this mamza have so much money and I don't? So it's done. What she's saying is all these bad midos affect you health-wise. Umeyaz amda milchama bein haneshama v'haguf. Until now, the neshama and the guf worked hand in hand. There was no controversy. Ki lo k'makshavosav makshavoseho. In other words, the guf was simply holding the neshama. What was the neshama? Purely spiritual. And the guf's purpose was spirituality. Umeyaz. Hamiskaza beguf beharkovas mezanis v'nechlo beveis chomer b'mostos ad shalotucha l'spashet mimenu. You start to become so much more attached to your guf. V'lachsar v'chunis ad yom hamavis. So the guf was like, the neshama is like trying to get away from it.
Why was that a result of what?
He's not just saying that. What he's basically saying is that the entire relationship that you had, if you're on the left, he's looking at the outcome. What is the outcome? The outcome is the guf. You know, in Tanya, you have the nishmas of lekus and the nishmas behemus. But you also have the guf. The guf is just like, what makes a person live forever if you have no chait, right? No chait, either God takes you out of the world. The idea is that what destroys the individual is sin. If you can remain on this purely spiritual world of always serving God, right? Nothing evil ever comes to you. At the end, why does man die? Because he's so involved in his guf, away from God, ultimately it decays. So he's looking at the end result and saying, oh, so what was there before? Well, it says most hamus, meaning before you weren't going to die. Now you're going to die. So therefore?
You're talking about if you don't make any sins, you live forever. But that's...
There were four people.
Yeah, okay, so the question is, then... But God puts all these nisayim in front of you. He didn't need to make a etzadas, right, and create a whole nonsense,
so
and create
see,
a whole thing.
We're going to see Reb Sadia Gaon's understanding.
Did they even know what test was? They didn't know. Nobody told them.
They didn't know what most of us was. What does that mean?
Cain killed Hevel.
He didn't know how to kill him. That's why he kept on just
chopping him up.
And did Cain set out to kill Hevel? Or did he just want to bang him on the head? And then die.
So let's see. Then he goes on. Baharkavam is an isuklav habebes chomer mizmosos ad shelo tuchalis b'shek mimenu v'lachzer el ruchunius ad yom hamavus v'hachayim ho olamim hein lo tzar l'rog gedolo v'chein gam lahaguf shetziyos of harog, the guf that the way he was formed harog sheskabro bo me'oz hein ke'esh atzur ba'asmosov, it transformed itself like it's like a fire consuming it. And then, naturally you die. Rakav Atzmos Kinda, Batava Tikala Zabasa, the Gamshami Us Hishil Hamabas, Lifobo Pulasa Shaadnu Yamas Bechol Yom. In other words, what does it mean, most humbus? Not that you're dying that day. You're now going to be human. Every day you're alive. It's coming towards the end. You know, as a machlokas, do you observe birthdays or not? So one idea is, birthdays are your mazel. Of course you should. And then another mandama says, no, every birthday is one day closer to death. Don't observe a birthday. I say, as a kid, we all love birthdays. And then sometime along the line, you know, it's okay. But don't remind me how old I am. Okay, so that's his. Biyazeh Amra most Tomos misos harbe. Because what does it say? Most Tomos. Just say you die. Most Tomos. There are many deaths. Yomos chelik mechayav v'yaguv v'yavod. Every day there's another.
Well, that's what you say in Yom Kippur, right?
Right. By the way, the Chazal. The next thing is interesting from this pasuk. He brings down, I'll bring that in Torah Tzvim, we'll go through it in a few weeks. From this pasuk we learn the Shivas and Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. You know what? You look at the next thing. Hazal Doshem Mipasuk Zeh Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Vayitzav Zu Avodah Zarah Hashem Birchas Hashem Elokim Dinim Ala Adam Ritzicha Leimor Gili Arroyos Ocho To Ocho V'loch Gezel. You hear?
Yeah, but
the,
how's he getting
back? The Chazal, the Tashma, that's what we learned from him. You thought it was Noach. No. The Shiva Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, he came up with it. It's another reason. The MS Adam Kodem Hachet.
So they lived on the seven Mitzvahs of Noach?
Listen to this. The MS Adam Kodem Hachet Lo Hoya Tzorach L'Tzivim Elim. Before the Chet, God didn't have to tell you this. Why? Me exol. Who's going to steal? In me enough. Rock was alone. She shorish kol hamitzvus tuliyah b'zayim mitzvus b'nei Noach. Ki chol hamitzvus nechlolim o b'mitzvus shebein adam l'makam o b'mitzvus shebein adam l'chavero mitzvus shebein adam l'makam kolim. I didn't have a reason to mention these. Hamora avo v'avoda shmir skila Hashem avon. In other words, why were the mitzvus created? Because man all of a sudden turned. He didn't focus on God. If I'm focusing on God, I never would. It's just natural not to do these things. The Yetzer Hara comes in, and all of a sudden, here's what he's saying. All of a sudden, now I got to tell you. I got to create laws in civilization. You know what's right and wrong. Before you knew what was right. Now all of a sudden you have. You remember the Nesivah Shalom that said that all of a sudden, what happened with the Chayta Adam. He said it was because he lacked clarity. All of a sudden now he started thinking, is this right? Why can't I steal from somebody else?
There's no one to steal from.
That's not what he's saying. I hear that. They could have stole from each other.
Who?
Adam and Chava.
Well, they didn't have anything.
They could pick their pockets. Oh, they had no
pockets. I mean, you can't be a Don if there's nothing to steal.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I know, but the fact that we're learning
to have other relations, there was only her. Yeah. But then who else is going to do it?
I hear you. Okay. You see, on the next page, he says, "Nistava botzayirim haram mitov ha'meduma she'achreaso ra ha'yosik rak b'seichel oyunu v'lo ha'yaboge be'elokav." In the beginning, he was just purely intellectual. B'seichel oyuni, v'lo yaboge b'elokav. He wasn't rebelling against God. V'lo hayachoshev machshavas avon la'asos ra neged rei. It didn't enter his mind. Amru chazal shelo nechshav b'mitzvus b'nei Noach rak sheva atase. Avo kum asei lo kachoshev b'zeh rotsu b'teva haloshon shkotiva she'achov. In other words, I think what the Malbim is trying to say was that there was no Yetzer Hara. We're going to see this idea of the Yetzer Hara being developed after this chait. There was something went wrong that caused in this chait man's perception of himself and the world changes. That's why, in the sense that the Abarbanel and others are going to say, it doesn't matter what, there was no intrinsic understanding. There was no intrinsic, like if you ate this fruit, oh, all of a sudden now, you know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to become this Navi. It's nothing to do with that. It was your attitude. It's what you did. And that's going to change. One, and I'll give you an example that we call the Rabbi Kalamer is constantly Morahetta, right? He's, let me defend this minhag. Let me defend this minhag. Minhag is wrong. Let me defend this minhag. Or if a guy comes over that, and he's being Morahetta on something, when a person is, would he follow that Hetta? Maybe not. Probably not. But somebody's giving you a Hetta. Okay, it's okay. You did it's okay. Why?
Why he's
why
giving
why it? Why is he giving? Sometimes it's you could feel. Sometimes
so he knows who he's talking to.
Ah, so you know, sometimes the Rabbanim realize.
If he say to you, he feels that you would be more machmir on me, and if he said so it to why, me, I wouldn't be as stringent. So he will say, okay, now this is where I have my a glob of finger.
Okay, why?
Because he
doesn't want when you ask a shiloh and you say, listen, it's awesome. Say, okay, Rabbi. I hear what you're saying.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Bishogig.
Right. Well, it's not bishogig anymore. Once you do that, the first time, second time is much easier. Oh, no. You have an opinion? Hey, he has an opinion. You know, the conservative Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. The way they do it, they have a vote. Whatever it is. 7-2. Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim means whatever you want to do, do. You know, what's good about that is that you think you're within a system. I don't care in the end. You know, if you think about the conservative system, all right, no, okay. We don't paskin that way. Achra Ram Lahatos is, that's it. Once you come to a decision, you come to a decision. They say, no, these people, these are the... Meanwhile, whoever you want to follow, you follow. The good thing behind it is you're within the system. Once you go outside of the system, it's over. That's what he's saying. That's, he says, the whole idea was that there was a system, and the chait was not that in something intrinsic in the eights, but your rejection of the command.
Isn't the fact Hashem commanded, in effect, that the rabbis were going to make fences and
right?
And,
we learned that as mishmeres mishmaratim.
So in effect, it's the raisa that we have to follow system.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's the Rambam's notion. Rambam's notion is really...
There's no Rambam. Everything
is really a deraisa. Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's not... You can make a distinction.
By the way, even then had to be a gzeres hakasav. Gemara Beitza brings down this mishmeres mishmaratim.
You need a distinction because the rabbis can't add on...
Right, you can't just make a bal tosav. So they needed permission from the gzeres hakasav to allow to do that.
What was created first? Gan Eden was created first.
Before what?
Before Adam and Chava.
Sure.
Seems that way. If you hold that there was a Gan Eden, yeah.
Well, this is all a nice story.
By the way, you could hear. This is not. You could hear the tzad of people saying it's an allegory.
We always say that.
Right. But now you appreciate, because the allegory was necessary. It's like, if you want to explain why Bereshis had to happen, because before I could give you mitzvahs, you got to understand, what's the ramification if you don't follow a mitzvah? Forget about everything else. Yes, what Nasa, Nishma, whatever. So give me the list. If I gave you the list, you look at it and say, what are you, nuts? All these things over here? Are you coming on? Like, just make it a little bit more. I have 20 mitzvahs I follow. 10 mitzvahs of follow, 613. But if you understand what the whole idea behind it is, then you can take the next step. You got to understand what it means, that what it means to be subservient to God. Okay, let's turn to the thing. Also, I think it's a beautiful pshat, number 2, page 2, from Sadya Gov. When we call Eitz Hadas, when we call Eitz Hagon, Ochol Tochal Nechlik Rishonim in the Stava Adam Lechol Mishar. Hatzei Hagon. What does that mean? Reb Sadya Gaon writes, Shalonit Stava Bekach Elohu Heta Bovad. One pshat is, Shad Yagon is saying, it's not a mitzvah. You don't have to go out and eat everything.
Why does he call it Eitz Hagan? Because, but all the other Eitzim were good to eat. So why is he saying it's Eitz Hagan?
No, they say Mikol Eitz Hagan, Achol Tochal.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
V'hatam shenichta pasuk zeh kasav Rav Sadia Gaon. Shehu hakdama lechtov shalachav shamam eitz hadas tov v'ra lo tochav v'mena. Very similar to what the Malbim Mosta. Obviously, Rav Sadia Gaon lived about 500 years earlier. Leficha chitim v'amalo mikol eitz hagan mutal lo lechol avol eitz hadas asol lechol. You can eat from everything else. Don't eat from this. For hosa Rav Sadia Gaon shirotza hakasav lomerlo b'hakdamazu lower sati lecha achila me'etz hadas lefnei sheitati lecha achilas etzei hagan tmurasam. I didn't give this iser until I gave you a heter for something else first. V'gam masha hitati meruba me'masha asad, and I gave you much more of a heter. Right? There's so many things you're allowed to eat. That one little thing you can't, come on, you know. Haradak b'freirusho hasheni kosav. Shenitztav v'gam lechol mishah garet. He said, no, it's not true. God said, you have to eat from the other eitzim. L'fisha mitzvah ala adam lachyos es atzmo b'mutar lo. It's an amazing statement. You have to partake in this world. In fact, if you look at the footnote that he quotes, it's from the Meshach Chachma, 636. Re'ei b'meshach Chachma shehevi akach as divrei Yerushalmi, she'asur adam liten din v'cheshbin, ama shebro einav v'lo ochav. Right? Yesterday's parsha was talking about a nazir. So what's the result of a nazir? That's bringing a carbon. Why does he bring a carbon? What do you do? It's terrible.
Don't the rabbis debate whether or not it's a good thing?
It's a good thing, right. But what's the bad thing about it? God gives you something and you don't want to partake in it.
No, some rabbis say it's a negative thing that you have to become a nazir.
Right, yeah.
Right. Not a positive.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So that's what we're saying over here. It's like an interesting thing. So Rav Dachter saying, no, you dafka. And this doesn't mean to be a glutton, go around and sitting all day and eating. Masha ro enav, you know, that's the problem. You know, we come to a kiddush, we eat too much, we don't stop eating.
That's why you have to shut down. You've
gone too far. It's a mitzvah, you know what they say. Yeah. It's a mitzvah dafka to work the 6 days so that you can enjoy the seventh day. But I think this is a very interesting idea. In other words, you have to partake. You have to partake in this world. You see beauty in this world. It should be, I think this is a general idea also, to understand the beauty in the world that God created, and not to, you know, poo-poo it, to take care of. We spoke about the environment, you know, how you have to be shomer the environment because it's God's creation.
Is it a mitzvah to retire? Or go working 6 days?
So seeing the world is a contradiction to those people who say only sit and learn all the time, and never do anything but learn.
Correct.
Why do you say that?
How are they partaking?
They're sitting and learning.
I mean, there are times
people that sit in a cold well all the time and don't do anything.
I mean, you're not sitting there 24 hours, right? Still partaking in the world. He could bring him the fruit. He could be sitting there and you bring in his fruit.
What
do you have to? you're a botlin, so you have time. Go service. All right. Then turn the page. We'll do one more little piece, and I think then we'll have to stop for. The lo socha mimena kibi yom achochum mimena tos tamus ve'ela el shavu shonim kasvu peirushim shonim mahu das tovura shemesegulas eitzadas with the eitzadas according to the peirushim elu vira rishon mimema osor kadosh baruch hu ala adam lachom eitz. Why did he asur man to eat from the tree? Rav Sadia Gaon hasover shadas tovura haynu yediyas kama inyanim shel tovura shelo hasigim. Some ideas of good and evil that they didn't have a hasaga of. Beer. Shekivin sheyachol ha'yil hasig hasagas eila b'nevuah. He could have understood theoretically, what's good and evil through nevuah, lo rotza Hashem, chetzisgalu lo hasagazu al yidei ha'achila. I didn't want that you would realize how to do it through achila, through experience. Lefi should be often ze yigram la'adam nezek ha'gadol min ha'yidiyah. What does that mean? Through this achila, you will have a greater nezek, greater damage. So end up with the possibility really what he means by this. It's not, you can understand, when you say Eitz Hadas Yodei HaTov V'Ra, there are two ways that you can come to understanding of what's wrong in this world. Right? You know what's wrong with murder. You don't have to murder someone and to have the feeling to realize murder is wrong. You could just have it theoretically. When you experience something, that first of all will forever change your neshama. It's now part of you. You've experienced it. So what Rav Sadia Gaon was trying to get across was, don't assume this. When you say Yodea Tov V'Ra, was God hiding something from them? Is that the idea? God had an understanding of Yodea Tov. I don't want you to know. You don't have to know everything in this world. It's like a child. I don't want you to know everything. I'm going to just tell you little things you have to know. Like in a child, you know, you don't have to know these things. You don't have to know it. Better you should have known. That's not the idea. I may not have knowledge of the entire world, everything. That wasn't the idea. The idea was that if once you come to knowledge of Tov V'Ra, because you experience, you know the I'll end up with this. Chassidus Shabbat. It says Chukaseyam Eitz Ve'Eben Kesav Azav. The Chassidus Shabbat I heard is beautiful. The first time you do something wrong, it's disgusting. Eitz. The second time it's Kesav, it's Etz, time it's Evan, next time it's Kesav, oh, not so bad. Zav, what are you talking about? It's not Usser. It's a golden mitzvah, everything is mutter. But the idea is the first time, I remember as a kid, the first time I ever cheated on a test. I'm a lawyer. I made a living out of cheating. But the first time I remember, it was just like, I had such guilt.
That's your problem.
Yeah. Let me ask you, did I have to cheat? I mean, that's what it means over there. But it became part of me, so I always said, I got through it. I was, in a sense, I was like the first, I was the chava for me. Like, you know, you have this notion of cheating. Oh my God, your whole life is going to fall apart when you do something like that.
I have to be honest with you, I had the opposite. When I first cheated, I felt like this is what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know.
That's why you're a very good attorney.
Well, fortunately, later on, I started to feel.
Because you got caught.
No, I didn't get caught.
That's what it was. But I think in any Avera, it's so often in Avera, the first time you do it,
it's easier.
You're disgusted. You're disgusted with yourself.
Right.
God didn't want Adam to have that feeling. First of all, probably, maybe pshat to what I'm saying is, first of all, it stays with you forever. Your neshama is changed. The Tani talks about, once your neshama had a taste of the Avera, it's there. It's almost like a lung. You know, your lungs are blackened from it. That's it. You can't get rid of that. You have the experience. The Rambam used to say about Gilead Royals, you know, the Machshava is almost worse than the mice because Machshava remained for you. Remain there forever.
But what's Yom Kippur supposed to do?
I don't agree.
There's a difference between Kapara and Tahara.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But the experience is still over there. Your Yetzahara is much greater now.
You don't lose it.
No, because now you know what it tastes
once
like.
You do true tshuva. I don't agree with that.
You still,
I don't think it stays
no
with
matter
you.
How much you. No, no, no. What I mean by stays with you is the memory is there. I don't mean that God is punishing you.
I didn't grow up religious. I used to eat bacon and enjoy it all the time when I was a kid. I mean, I stopped pretty early.
How does it taste?
It tastes like chicken. I mean, today now, I eat Morningstar Farm veggie bacon, which is. Not
see, the Yetzer Hara is still there.
Yes,
you're satisfying in a different way.
But so what? But I'm not eating bacon.
No, but the point...
That's the point.
All right, but that's... I think food
I'm
is the reserve.
I hear you.
All right. We'll meet next week.
It's good.